So you're leaving your wife because you're gay?
No.
Is that what you're telling us?
Not what I'm saying. Because when she sees it, she's like, yeah. See, behind closed doors, she's like, that's hot. That's you. You know? And then gets around friends and shit and talks shit. But it's a different story.
Well, I mean, that's life. That's what people do. Yeah. Jinx, I wish you could give me some coke. I've been having cocaine dreams lately, and I wake up and I'm like, oh, I don't do coke anymore.
You're like, oh, shit. That fucking dream landed on the wrong person's drive-in?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Like, I see dreams as like a movie. There's a movie that's playing.
Oh, it's like oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Like you're an audience member to your own life, but it's a dream.
Because sometimes you have no control in the dream.
Let me ask you, would you even know if you were dreaming right now?
I mean, that's a loaded question because supposedly we're in that dream state right now to begin with. But
supposedly, what do you
mean? From death from 2012.
From 2012, this is all
John Cusack didn't save us. The building fell. The limo was crushed. We died.
Well, I mean, he only saved his family. He wouldn't have saved us.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, he didn't save the world. He saved his world.
I thought he was there to save us all. I was watching through like a window. I was following behind him.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm getting to. That's why we would know if we're dreaming or not, because none of this is real. This is all bullshit. None of it matters.
Yeah, but you could throw off your whatever system you have happening by trying to disprove that. It'll spiral. Something will spiral downwards or upwards.
I feel like we are. The whole world is spiraling, or the consciousness that we're all in together, because it's got to be all linked together, because we're all experiencing a lot of the same things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
but also. Before all this, people were talking about this. I used to always think, like, when I sold art door to door, when I travel, I'm like, these people were just existing before I got here. I don't think so. I feel like when they get into my range is when they start doing stuff. They're all NPCs.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe no one else is real. I thought this like years ago, like 15, 20 years ago. I was thinking about that. How like. So people fucking 10,000 miles away are just like fucking their wife smoking cigarettes and eating steaks or whatever the fuck they do.
Well, wait a minute. How many years ago was 2012? It was 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years ago. 12 years ago. About the same time you said. Okay.
Yeah. So. I mean, I was thinking it before. I mean, like I said, when we sold artwork door to door, I had that thought. Like,
you had that thought also?
These people are just existing.
Yeah, NPC. Well, I'm not around. The term NPC didn't exist, but it's just like... these people are just plants. They're here. It, almost like the Truman Show. Everybody's here because centered around me.
Yeah.
Like this is my real life, but it's not real otherwise.
Everything I am the universe.
Yeah.
Basically like that kind of thing.
Well, you know, when somebody's like, what do you think the world revolves around you? It's every person does think the world revolves around them. I mean, my world revolves around me.
Yeah, it does. I mean, if you don't think your world revolves around you, you're dumb. You're just, why would you not think of things that way?
Or you're a simp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You a simp. Pimp C said it best. I don't remember what he said, but I know he said it best.
Yeah, you seen the acronym? That's I'm recognizing it more and more when I see it now. IKYFL.
What is that?
I know you fucking lying.
That's a good one.
I know you fucking lying. That's a good
one. Every time I see the one that's like, if you know, you know, is IYK or whatever.
Yeah.
I always have to, in my mind, slow down and be like, oh, okay. Yeah. I have to sound it out.
Eek. Like, oh, no. Oh, yeah. It's if I know, I know. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you do that.
What is this word? Eek. No, the first time I saw it, I remember I was like, what the fuck?
That's the sound I make when I see a very large woman in animal print. Eek. I'm like, really? You think they killed 4 cheetahs for you to wear that shirt and you got it for $15 at TJ Maxx? Like, come on. And if they did kill 4 cheetahs for you to wear it, that's fucked up. Get out of here.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
FOH. Fuck out of here.
And we need to look up the rules because for like YouTube, because I feel like, I think it's something like if you curse in the first 2 minutes, they... don't put you in the algorithm or does something, whatever the fucking data. Yeah.
We both cursed.
It's always, we also should look up the words. I wanted to do that. We'll do that next week as a bit. Mm-hmm. Look up all the words you're not supposed to say.
Okay.
And maybe we'll try to come up with different words for them.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Like I know the C word is one of them.
Okay.
I forgot what else.
No, I think that could be fun. For sure. Absolutely.
The word that's short for making love to an animal. If you say that, that demonetize you.
Really?
We're not even monetized, so it wouldn't matter, but still, I don't
making
know.
Love to an animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
The reality of loving a beast.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
You can. That was pretty easy. That was a, that's one of those puzzles that's four pieces and they're all corners. I mean, that's pretty.
I'm not catching your drift here. What's the word?
It's the reality of loving a beast.
Okay.
Take some of those syllables and put them together in your head.
The reality of loving a beast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ality and beast.
Oh, E.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. That's what was missing was the E.
I'm glad that I didn't catch that at first immediately.
Well, I feel like you did. I feel like you covered up something at this point.
I'm using it purposely.
Yeah. I feel like.
I was a psych major for about 3.5 semesters. Yeah, okay.
Suck major. With that, welcome back to the Open Mic Podcast. With me as always, Jason.
Yep.
And today is the start of Black History Month, so kiss a black dude.
Mwah. Only.
Kiss him round the lips. That's all I got.
Or just a black woman.
Yeah.
However they identify.
Yeah. That's not really our choice, you know? No, kiss a black lady too. Whatever. Yeah. Black, whatever. Kiss somebody black.
Appreciate your local black person in your neighborhood.
Kiss somebody black.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
You should do it.
Well, my wife's half black, so...
There you go.
I'm already putting in work, like, overtime through
the
year.
So it's like you're just taking the test for Black History Month. You're not studying.
I've got credit.
Okay.
I got credit built.
Street cred.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all good.
Cool.
I get passes.
And I get asses. Not really. It just rhymed.
That felt like we could have rolled right into a would you rather on that, but do you want to plug your... Do you got stuff?
I mean, I got some shows coming up, but they're gay. They suck. I don't care. It don't matter. It'll be on. Check my Instagram at Mikey B the Comic. I got shows coming in right now. I'm booking, just waiting to confirm some things, but they'll be on there. All my social media is Mikey B the Comic, except on Facebook. I don't really use that page, but if you're an old person, feel free to jerk off to it. I don't care. Whatever.
So still taking gigs. Let's see.
Yeah. That's just the long way of me saying I don't really have shit right now, especially things that I'm like super proud of.
And like you said, nothing worth talking about.
I got some shows, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what
happens.
Sometimes
those turn out to be some of the funnest, but you like to stay off the radar on that.
Yeah, some of them I'm just like, I'm not very proud of this. You know, it's like...
Might as well just go that extra mile.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Okay. I don't know what you're trying to say. But let's move on. You got some questions for us? What are we doing here?
Would you rather dive into a pool of dog shit or of vomit?
Ugh. If it's a pool of dog shit, I feel like it's loose stool.
Here's a twist. Yeah, it's got to be like some sort of gelatinous, wouldn't you imagine? Yeah. Like a diarrhea. There could be chunks. There could be...
There's that sound again.
There could be shards. I don't know. Here's the twist. You get paper cuts between your toes and fingers beforehand with either option.
Either way, you're going to get sick, I feel like. But I feel like you'll get less sick if you're swimming in throw up. Can you wear like any kind of safety, like goggles?
Absolutely. It would be unrealistic to expect not. But we're going to still paper cut your toes and your fingers, for sure.
I'd say vomit. I don't know. Just something about shit. Yeah,
I agree.
I don't want.
As yucky as vomit is, it's still spit and food and other kind of stuff. Shit is just the...
Shit is shit.
It's the dirt. It's the dirt of the dirt.
It's poo-poo. I don't want poo-poo. No. The thought of poo-poo getting in your finger cuts or your paper cut. No. No.
Oh, that's like worse than salmonella in your, like... I think it's the same as salmonella.
I mean, you might as well just go down on a hooker. If you're going to do that, might as well just eat ass straight from the source.
Yeah.
That's like giving yourself Ebola virus so you don't get it later.
Yeah, don't even roll the dice and try to eat undercooked chicken. Just go lick a dirty hooker's pussy, right?
Yeah. No, her butthole.
Because
her pussy probably gets cleaned by other dudes' cums.
Ew. Yeah.
But her butthole doesn't get cleaned.
I feel like the sewage fucking shit runs downhill, and they say that for a reason. So, you know.
We're gross.
I hate us right now. This is sick.
I don't hate me for that. I hate me for other reasons, but that's...
I'd go vomit too.
I'd vomit. Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's another one of the words I heard that you can't say is the P word, the other word for throw up or vomit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Which is stupid.
That is stupid. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you're not going to be able to say stupid.
Yeah. YouTube, you're kind of being a bunch of fucking losers right now.
Yeah.
You're seeing, don't say that word. America, bitch. Freedom. Yeah. USA.
Well, you're not playing by the rules.
Yeah, well, I am what they call a wild card.
Yeah.
So,
well, wild cards. Pew, 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 pew,
pew. In honor of Black History Month, we might slip the N-word in this episode somewhere. Ooh. Who knows? Listen to the whole thing. We'll see what happens.
Ding.
Yeah, here's the thing. I slip it into every episode.
It's there no matter what. It's there. All right, would you rather jerk off with sandpaper or a glass shard crusted hand?
Sandpaper.
For sure. Yeah. Does it matter any number of sandpaper?
I don't know the numbers, but whatever you use for wood finishing, not for stripping paint.
Yeah,
for
like polishing and shit. That's like a 800 or 1,000.
Whatever it is, just with shards. I don't want to slice up my brajoule.
Yeah.
My sausage.
Let's say it's middle of the road. It's like somewhere from like 100 to 500, so it's going to have some coarseness.
Well, here's the thing. I can come without touching it, so I mean, I'll just go through the motions
and
I'll just come real quick.
Like you like kind of edge yourself with it just barely touching.
I'm doing it right now against my zipper.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, I'm obviously not gonna go with a glass shard crusted hand. I don't think I have enough like you get guitar calluses on your hand playing guitar.
Yeah,
I don't think I have enough dick calluses.
I don't have any.
Yeah.
You shouldn't either.
No,
nobody should.
No. Yeah. So no glass. So glass is not going to be a good
thing. How do you get a callus on your dick?
What if you from jerking off so much, you would get like dick calluses?
Not possible. I would know. Trust me. I would know.
Like a guitar player gets.
I stick my dick in a guitar every day.
So I guess the calluses don't end up so much on your dick.
I can play Smoke on the Water.
It could be on your hands.
I can play Smoke on the Water with my dick.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Choke on the Water.
Kind of interesting.
Chicken choke.
Kind of interested now.
Why do you think I brought it up? Dun, dun, dun. I came to come.
I have one more would you rather.
What do you got?
Would you rather go to a party where you didn't know anybody or go to a party that's full of people that you didn't mutually like?
The first one. I can make new friends. I don't want to. I most of the reasons I don't leave my house or go to I don't go to as many open mics as I used to. Because sometimes I just don't. Some of the people that I know I'm going to see there, I'm like,
I'm going to see this fucking guy and this chick.
I could stay home and write jokes and pretend they're good. That's fine.
Yeah. You can play a laugh track in the back. So it sounds like.
I mean, even if I don't do anything with it, I don't know. I just being around people, it gives me more anxiety than being around people I don't know.
I've always actually been very comfortable around people I don't know because I tend to, people take to me well.
I can usually socialize with strangers or make new friends easily.
Hold on a second. And I know my wife's making a face over here like, what the fuck are you talking about? Now, just remember, you've only known me for 15 fucking years, okay? Before that, and when I'm also not around you, people react to me a little bit differently, So, yeah,
because he's huge and they're scared of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason's 6'8". And he looks like he's probably going to steal from you. I get that. People either love me or hate me, but just being around people that I don't like or don't get along with gives me more anxiety and gets me more all weirded out than just being. I think that's why I haven't quit cigarettes yet, or I'm back on cigarettes, however you want to look at it. It's because when someone starts a conversation with me or someone I don't like comes up to me, especially in comedy, if I'm at a show or an open mic and someone I don't really care for comes up to me, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go have a cigarette. I'm literally killing myself to get the fuck away from you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around you. It's it's painful to be in those. You know when someone you don't like starts talking to you and they lock eyes and they start talking? And you could tell it's forced and you feel like they either want something from you or they're just, I don't know, want to be seen talking to you or whatever the
you're
story
like,
is.
Ooh, I'm just like you,
I literally get upset. And I can't, it's painful to me. I'm like, I'd rather go outside and kill myself a little. Let's go take 7 minutes off my life. I'll be back. Yeah, I don't need this. Actually, I got to go real quick. My family member's in the hospital. I don't know which one.
Any
just
excuse
pick one.
I
it doesn't
leave.
Matter.
Any excuse I need to leave. So
there is one guy that I call an energy vampire in the comedy scene here. Mm-hmm. And he sucks the life out of the room, and he'll come and talk to you about shit you don't care about, you don't give a shit. And I've walked away so many times that the last time he goes,
well, some of our listeners know probably who we're talking about here.
Some of my friends, they know,
okay,
because we've talked about. Everybody calls him that. Right. He sucks, and he when no one's booking him, he cries.
Somebody docks him in the comments.
He cries for gigs, and someone will book him, but he's just going to go up there and waste everyone's time because he sucks, and he's been doing it forever. He's terrible. He's just not good, and I'm not just saying it because I don't like him. It's the general consensus that the guy just talks about shit no one cares about. Mm-hmm. But I've walked away from so many times that the last time he's like, oh, you're just walking away now? And I was like, yeah.
Yep.
Let's be honest. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. We don't have to do this again. You could just stay away and I'll stay away. And
are you trying to make me be rude? Because, I mean, if you don't understand otherwise, I'll just be rude.
I was nice enough to lie to you. If you want to go to that point, then I'll be honest. Yeah. suck. I don't want
to
be here.
I had enough cause and concern to lie. Call that a smidge of respect.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just more of me just not getting into it. Yeah. But yeah.
So the reason I did that would you rather about at a party too, also number one. Let me ask you this. Number one, is it a cliche if I said I would rather be alone than be in bad company?
No, that's the truth. That's feel the same.
Number two, I was telling my wife a story the other day about a scenario where we were at a house party some years ago in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, Jacksonville.
And we were at Aaron's house. Oh, Aaron's house.
I remember. I remember.
And
we never called him that.
No, never. And or A.A. Ron. That wasn't a thing back then either, which I wish it was.
It's pretty funny.
We would have went to town on that shit.
A.A. Ron. Yes. That's hilarious.
To the point that he didn't like us. He doesn't like us for other reasons. But anyway, so party at his house, right? We rolled deep. Like it was the crew. We were a work crew and like we were like 20,
yeah,
like 30 people deep, like always.
Yeah, you know? There's a ton of people
and there. We're always very tight. So like we hung out, we partied together, fucking just did everything together, traveled together, everything. And so we're all having a party at this guy's house. And I just remember I was telling my wife about it. I was like, it's just like everyone was having a good time. It was just the best time ever. Everyone was just enjoying themselves. Mike shows up. Here's Mike.
The ruiner shows up.
Yeah, Mike said, everyone's happy that Mike just showed up. Because, of course, Mike was fashionably late to the party. That's not a new thing. He's always been doing that.
Yeah.
And
well, I've been cool for a long time.
Walks into the fucking scene, and first thing he does, everyone's like, yeah, Mike. He's like, hey, who the fuck are you? Right there.
I remember I walked in, and somebody was telling a story, and it was like a record scratch. Everybody stops, and I said, hey, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
Who is that? Who are you? Hey, sir, who are you?
And so there's this guy, this is quiet guy that was in our crew that, you know, we were still welcoming, and we knew him. He hung out, you know, it was what he was Chechenian or some kind of
Siberian. Quiet, we just couldn't understand him.
Yeah. And he was always kind of just quiet in the corner while we're hanging out. But there was another dude that was like hanging over by them. We had thought initially that this was this guy's friend.
Didn't y'all say he walked in behind him?
They came in together.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Like, I remember as everyone was going in, we all just kind of like funneled in together, and these guys came in together. And so like nobody thought anything of it. This guy laughed with us, listened to stories, fucking participated in like fucking limbo and whatever. I mean, we didn't really do activities.
Y'all did limbo without me?
I was supposed to not ever let you know about that. But it was naked too, by the way. And gross. So we all got very personal with each other. But then it was just like, Mike rocks in and was just like, yo, who the fuck is that guy? And put the spotlight on it. And we accused Z. That's the guy's name.
Yeah,
Chechnyan.
I remember Z. Yeah.
Like, hey, Z, is that your friend? He's like, no, I don't know him. I don't know him at all. And we're like, well, who the fuck is this guy? Who are you?
Yeah, I remember I kind of cornered him or singled him out, and he was just like, and he had his beer. I was like, yeah, it's not funny. Who the fuck are you?
He got like nervous and was like laughing. Yeah. And like,
and I was like, hey, I turned into like a mobster. I was like, hey, Stunad. I was like, no, who the fuck are you, man? What are you doing?
He's like, I saw a party. Like, you guys look like you're having a good time. I don't know. I thought it was just like a party for anybody to go to.
No, it wasn't.
Dude, so we were like all hanging out for like almost like 2 hours before you showed up.
Yeah, I was pretty late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I was probably doing something cooler and it ended.
So the funniest thing that came up about the story that I was telling about was that on the way out, this guy ended up like, imagine like, so there's like 30 people on this party. We're all in a hallway. So on the way out, like, cause Aaron like grabbed him and started like forcibly making him exit. Everyone kicked and punched him on the way out.
Yeah. I got a couple kicks in.
Yeah.
I was like, everybody's going to beat him up.
I mean, just like, fuck it. You know, at this stage.
He creeped me out. Like as soon as I walked in, I just got the juju vibe from him. Not the Jewish, just the juju.
A different juju.
And I was just like, who the fuck are you? I was like, who are you? Who the fuck is this man right here?
Who the fuck is this guy? Yeah. Who the fuck is that guy?
I remember chasing him down the hallway, and we were like a horde of zombies chasing the one human out.
Yes.
And everybody was punched. It was like a cartoon, like dust should have been kicked up, and everybody was like, rah, 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 rah.
Yes, it was like fucking like scribble scrabble with stars and fucking shoes and feet and fists and fucking...
I do remember Aaron got the best shots when they finally got outside. He fucking chin checked him a couple times, and the guy like ran off back into the darkness.
Yeah, and then Aaron was all like, "He's like, all right, get my gun now." And it's just like, this guy's not going to get a gun. He was lonely.
That guy wanted. He liked our friendship. I ruined it. Also, too late for your gun. He's gone. You can't hit him from here. Fucking dummy. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting story.
Yeah. It's I forgot all about that story. So much shit happened when we were in Florida that I don't know, that one just disappeared from my brain for a while.
Yeah. It's popped up a few times when we've had our drinking winkins on the drinking and winking. I tried to make it rhyme. Drinking weekends.
No, I just so you guys know, he's talking about sometimes we get to drinking and then we start a winking.
Start winking.
Yeah,
we just can't stop because all it is winking.
And then Jason starts wanking and thanking, so we leave.
I mean, if you're not wanking, what is anybody else? You're tanking.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
that's better than what I had.
Yeah, I know. That's why I cut in. That was my, where the fuck is that statement? Who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, fuck that guy. I wonder what happened to Z. He was a mysterious character. He was like a fucking Russian henchman that we hired because he was like Chechenian or whatever.
I feel like he was like witness protection program hiding and of some sort.
He showed up one day. I don't even think they interviewed him. I think he just started working.
He just started showing up.
And then one day he just disappeared. Like they moved him to Arizona or some shit.
Gone.
Who knows?
Just like Fargo called him and was like, you got to go somewhere else.
I bet he like has some like black market cargo company now. I bet he was like one of those henchman type characters that just shows up in your life.
What if he's like a serious like assassin and we like picked on him
and he had to take it because the person in his ear was like, no, do nothing. You a blow cover. Yeah.
Stand down.
Yeah, I bet that's what happened.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Let's see, you want to move on?
Yep.
What do we got next?
Time for crime stories, bitch.
All right, there we go. That's very subtle of you. Yeah, cool. Let's do it. Let's move on because now it's time for some crime stories.
Time for crime stories, bitch.
All right. We don't usually go here, but we've got a Wisconsin man arrested for allegedly stealing over $90,000 in calculators from Target stores across the USA.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because nobody has one in their pocket at all times.
He was possibly trying to eliminate math. He was trying to contribute to that.
You can't eliminate math.
If I get rid of all the calculators, there will be no math.
This sounds like a fucking Pixar movie or like a Disney movie where the bad guy, that's his plan. If I get rid of calculators, you won't know how much to give me.
That's right. This is his backstory. Okay. So Frank Covington, 33, arrested for allegedly stealing over 20 graphic calculators from several Target stores across Wisconsin and Indiana. He interstate trafficked.
So he skipped over Illinois?
It's Wisconsin and Indiana. So hold on. Oh, yeah, he would have skipped that. Geographically, he would have.
Geography, you know what? Bitch.
Hey, maybe he got over to Illinois. He saw there was a bunch of real ass suckers, and he was just like, I ain't real enough for this, man. I got to keep going.
Or he went through Illinois and was like, these people are too dumb for calculators. So
they don't have any calculators.
My work here is done.
Math is already eliminated here. We're good.
You see the amount of hot dogs these people eat?
All right, Frank Covington, Wisconsin, arrested over the weekend and charged with several felonies after police discovered over 20 graphing calculators allegedly stolen from an Indiana-based Target store in the back of his car. This was on before 10 a.m. a couple of Sundays ago. The officers with the Fishers Police Department, Fishers, I guess, is a town in Wisconsin. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. They were called to Target for a theft in progress. Jesus, as large as this picture is, it almost is like enough to like flash it, but I guess we can still do it on, we'll do it on the website or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Shortly after the call, a car matching the suspect's description drove by, being driven by Covington, nonetheless, and was pulled over by police. While officers were detaining Covington, they reported finding a magnetic device often used in retail thefts inside his pants pocket. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't. I mean, I'm sure there is a device out there. And when I bought my last sound bar a couple weeks ago, I wish I would have had it because I just cut the thing off and the alarm started going off.
Just like that. Yeah. Didn't you tell me that you accidentally had one of those alarms and it like was going off at your house?
Yeah, that was a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a new sound bar.
You can bury it in the ground and it's still fucking doing it?
I soaked it in hot water with soap for overnight. And it's still, once I took it outside.
It's quiet.
No, you can hear it. Like it would stop for like a couple minutes, but then you could hear it muffled through the water. And 24 hours later, it was still, once I drained the sink, because it was quiet. As soon as the water came out of the sink, rah, rah, it started going off. So, I mean, I just drove it to a gas station and put it in the trash.
Everyone's like, what the fuck you doing, man?
Yeah, I got out and I didn't even get gas. And there was people all around and people were looking at me. I was like, hey, what's up? And I just put it in the trash and it's meh, meh, meh. And I just heard a dude yell, hey! And I just got back in my car and drove off.
BCDEFG, motherfucker! See ya!
Yeah.
ABCDEFG.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Yeah.
I knew a guy back in the day when, you know, as teenagers, you know, you go racking. You ever hear that? Racking? Mm-mm. Back in the day, it was you go rack. Racking was the word for stealing. And people would steal spray paint, markers, like in the graffiti culture. Yeah. They would go to the stores. They would go to, like, Dillard's and all that stuff and steal Gerbeau and cross-color stuff and all those things. I knew this guy that had a shopping bag. It looked like, because remember, do you know the paper bags like at like Marshall Fields? It used to be a paper bag. You can get like your things you would buy would be in like a paper bag of some sort.
Yeah.
And so he had this paper bag. It was lead lined. It was lined with some sort of a lead.
Yeah.
And he can go through the things and it would never go off. And he would go there and just load these things up with hoodies, jeans.
I had a friend try to tell me once that you could put foil in a bag and do that. And I drove him to the store.
Yeah.
He got arrested so fast.
It didn't work.
I was like, it's foil, dude. It's not doing anything.
It's not going to work.
You're not making a chicken dinner, idiot.
What are you, insulating some soup for later? I mean, shit, that's not getting by anything.
Well, are you making a hat for your beliefs, idiot?
Just finishing here. National records also show that Covington had an active warrant for his arrest out of Wisconsin, and he was taken into police custody. When he was asked about the calculators, they said, no, these ain't stolen. I'm a collector. These are part of my private collection.
So you collected 20 of the same thing?
He collects vintage, new and used and modern calculators. He said, I'm a connoisseur of these things.
Okay.
Just be careful with those as part of my private collection.
So did he say anything like, I'm going to stop math?
He didn't physically say that. I know I led you to believe that he was saying that.
That's
he didn't
the part physically I was
say, I'm going to end math.
Okay, well, let's just say he's stealing them to sell them, allegedly, whatever you want to call it. I got one right here. I got one in my...
You're not going to take my phone. I don't actually even buy calculators. I don't use calculators. I don't use the calculator on the computer. I just use my phone.
Yeah, I mean, I use it if I need to, but I don't have a calculator otherwise.
Yeah.
I know, like, graphing calculators are more expensive, so they're, like, probably... Isn't that for, like, architecture or something like that? I don't know.
Hold on a second here. So, if it's $90,000 and they said that they knew for sure of 20 of them, let's see if this math adds up. That's why we need math.
Hey,
okay?
You didn't stop nothing, pal.
It's still happening here, bro. Covington, this is for you. 90,000 divided by 20. No, I don't think these things are $4,500 each.
Yeah, and why would they have those at Target? They're selling $4,500 calculators. I don't think Target
even sells an item for $4,500.
Yeah. Seems like they just framed a black dude again. That's what it seems. 20 calculators, that's $90,000. Get them. What are you talking? Sounds like they needed some calculators.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The man strikes again.
God damn it, white people. And Black History Month, too.
White people just white people in. Man.
White people.
Well, they did it before Black History Month, so.
Yeah, but they knew it would come out ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's set up. Don't believe anything.
we can stand back this episode till March.
Okay. Yeah. Let's bench it.
Okay. We're going to do the other one? It's a really quick one.
Yeah, let's do the quick one.
All right.
I don't know where we're on time, but I think.
Really quick. Farting passenger delays American Airlines flight. This is the important stuff here, folks.
This could happen to either one of us.
I would be so fucking furious, dude. Yeah. I would be so mad.
I've been with you on a plane when you farted, and I was fucking furious.
I farted. Yes, you know what I'm saying.
Jason just farted before we started recording, and I almost left.
It was in the corner of the room. It
doesn't matter. It's going in the corner of my nose. You sprayed shit molecules out of your anus.
I would be so mad if somebody else farted on the plane other than me.
I farted on the plane next to you a bunch, but my farts truly don't stink. They're quiet,
and they don't stink, so I can tolerate. I'm fine with that. But imagine if somebody did like a fucking pots and pan clanging together, fucking prop, 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 fucking.
What are you doing, stomp over here?
You got a fucking roll of bubble wrap over there? You fucking popping it? Yeah.
So what was the headline again? He delayed the plane?
Farting passenger delays American Airlines flight. This is in Austin, Texas. I've never flown out of Austin before personally, but a farting passenger has been delayed, blamed for American Airlines flight being delayed from Phoenix to Austin.
Ah.
Okay. So now we're getting to somewhere.
Ah.
From Phoenix.
Yeah.
That's all you had to fucking say.
I mean, both of those cities are full of fucking dum-dums. Okay. So.
Fair.
But also, that's any American city. It's full of dum-dums.
Nowadays. So listen, near the row where the incident happened, they say that the witnessed a man audibly disgruntled about something. Passengers overheard the disgruntled man say, "Hey, you think that's rude? Well, how about this?" It was loud. It was wet.
Ugh. I mean, if it delayed the flight, it had to be loud. It had to be stinky and buttery. It had to be gross.
Like, ew, man.
Isn't it weird how buttery can make a fart sound disgusting, but it can make a meal sound delicious?
I've farted sometimes where it was a really buttery fart, and sometimes...
Oh, you have.
It makes me hungry. Just a little bit.
That's disgusting.
It is.
You're a pig. You're disgusting.
What about in the shower? Why do all farts all of a sudden in the shower smell like broccoli?
All of a sudden. I've farted myself out of the shower and have a theory on that. I think it's because... Generally speaking, it's a hot shower, right? Mm-hmm, you fart in there, it smells like broccoli, it's bad.
Okay.
I've farted myself out of the shower where I was like, I gotta come back later and clean it. I can't be here anymore. I think the steam bakes it into a loaf of trouble.
Ooh.
And it kicks you out of there. I can't do it.
Well, and I
think the steam like builds it up and it's like an atomic bomb.
Well, vitamin K, which is what green vegetables have in them,
sure,
is a gas that builds up. So I wonder if you're omitting that gas and it cooks in the steam, and that's what might make it smell like buttered broccoli.
Yeah, that's it's bad.
Cauliflower.
It's bad.
Brussels sprouts.
I love crispy Brussels sprouts, but every time I make them, I have to like, I have to make half a portion because I'll eat all of them that night. Not maybe not all at once. And they give you the hottest, butteriest, just most, the farts are rich like Alfredo sauce. It's like when you go to fucking Olive Garden and you're like, oh, the gravy's good today, Tone. That's what Brussels sprouts, they make my farts hot. So hot that I thought my butt cheeks were sweating last time I had Brussels sprouts.
So how's the Brussels sprouts today, Tone? Yeah, hot and sweaty. Yeah. Good.
It's August. It's August back here.
It's August in our pants. If it's August in our pants, you're doing good, yeah. Your family.
Yeah, I got to loosen the button after that. I'm starting to sweat right now thinking about Brussels sprouts. But yeah, they and asparagus, too, makes the stinkiest, but Brussels sprouts, man, oh.
Aren't all those vegetables we just mentioned from the same plant?
They're all made
asparagus,
up. They're not real.
Broccoli, Brussels sprouts.
Broccoli's not even a real plant. It's man-made.
Cauliflower.
Yeah.
All of that shit's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, still pretty good when you put it in the air fryer and put some Parmesan cheese on it.
Yeah, you got to make it. You got to fatten it up.
Yeah, of course.
Fatten it up.
Yeah, call it what you want. It's healthy. I'm eating greens. Soaked in ranch.
Yep. So, Buddy ended up getting arrested. He got kicked off the plane. He got arrested. He's in trouble. Things are happening.
He literally got into some shit.
Yeah.
Yep. I would be so mad if somebody did that, too.
I feel like my reaction would be, and I would be justified, and I would hope I wouldn't get in trouble, and I'm waiting for my opportunity. I'm looking for it. I'm waiting for somebody to fuck up on a plane and do something where they're the bad guy, and I could just be like, ugh, and fucking kick them.
Yeah, then you can get arrested with them.
Well, no, but if they do something bad enough and it warrants me kicking them away from me, I feel like I'd be like, I just wanted them away from me.
No, you're going to get arrested.
Oh, okay, yeah. I won't do it then.
Now you're making up scenarios again in your head. That
I just want to be ready. I want to be ready.
So you're manifesting violence and harm to someone else.
And if I see the opportunity to make it happen, I might.
You're manifesting a situation that just makes you angry. So you're manifesting anger. Maybe you're addicted to anger.
You know what? And then when I find myself square in the middle of the situation and the opportunity to make it happen, I fucking clam up and I don't do anything and I turn into like a nice guy and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, he's saying that now. He doesn't. He starts screaming and makes a scene and his wife is like, Jason, stop.
Nah.
Okay. But I wonder where he was on the plane. If he was on the back, or like if he had to crop dust everybody as he got arrested.
Oh, that'd be great. You know what? If I knew I was going down like that, going down to Chinatown, I would fucking end up fucking farting on the way out, man.
That's fucked up. They took him. They should have made him stay on the plane and sit in that fart and really punish him. Instead, they got him out of there.
What if they would have went ahead because you know. Flight attendants do this now. What if they went ahead and duct taped this guy to a seat and let everyone else walk by him and crop dust him?
That's real punishment, right?
That would have been appropriate.
It's like when a murderer gets the death penalty and they get killed, you know, in the whatever electric chair,
whatever fashion.
What do they call it when they shoot you up? What's the new way?
Breathable nitrogen gas. First person was just executed the other day with it.
Oh, cool. So back to the Holocaust.
Basically, yeah. gas chamber.
It's not that new. It's actually just now approved legally, which, okay. Yeah. Either way, the only reason I don't agree with the death penalty, I do and I don't agree with the death penalty, is that like, well, that person's suffering is over. They got out of here. Make them stay here and suffer. Keep them in solitary confinement. Do something weird to them, you know?
Until there's how many, though? And then we're paying for it. Make them listen
to Mumford & Sons all the time. Well,
and you're a comedian, so you're not really fucking doing the whole tax thing. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, exactly.
Us taxpaying citizens are paying for these people, man.
Okay, okay. So we keep one person alive. That's going to hike our taxes. That's the thing?
No.
You think our taxes actually go to that? You know how much money is in taxes?
And you really think that $50,000 goes to a toilet seat?
Yeah, exactly.
$20,000 to a hammer?
Exactly. I don't know.
That was from Independence Day.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, Judd Hirsch. He was pretty funny on that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think that makes that. How many people do they execute a year? Like maybe 15 across the country? Yeah, I don't know how many. I'm talking out of my ass here, like the guy on the plane.
I mean, if I want to be a little more certain, let's say 100 or less. 100 or less a year.
Yeah.
You know?
You think that really affects your tax? It's.
No.
You're paying the same amount.
No.
And they're only raising taxes just to make sure we're only making enough money to survive and not making enough money to free think and talk about taking over things.
I wonder if we still give them like lavish last meals and shit too.
I think I'm pretty sure you still get a last meal. Yeah. You still get.
Like,
I think
I'll get three meatloafs. I'll get fucking four stuffed peppers.
I feel like it's within reason. I don't feel like you could actually order just anything.
Man, if you look up like famous last meals, some of these motherfuckers over there. This is from like the 50s, 60s, 70s, yeah. 80s, you know, back when our parents were the fucking prime people in charge and shit.
Real know? Smart. Yeah, you know, so. Yeah. The beginning of boomers. What would you pick for a last meal?
Man, last meal, I'd have to have a tomahawk steak, the biggest fucking Idaho russet potato you can find with all the stuff on it. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
I'd also have to go
loaded.
Loaded. I'd also want to go with probably a triple chocolate cake slice, the biggest slice possible. I want to go with some key lime pie. I want to have a fucking whiskey Coke, a big old Dr. Pepper with a lot of ice in it. Diet Dr. Pepper, as a matter of fact.
You're on your way out. Fuck it. Drink the real
full
thing.
Flavor. Let's go full. I'll go 10. We'll go 10.
Have a root beer float.
I'll go Dr. Pepper 10. Cherry Dr. Pepper
10. That's even worse.
And let's see. Macaroni and cheese with the baked cheese on top. A big old fat chunk of that shit.
You got to have the cheese skin.
And
cheese.
And a Caesar salad with extra croutons and onions.
And extra Caesar dressing.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Go ahead and throw some Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster in it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Let's call it a dozen.
Yeah.
Baker's dozen, if you would.
Yeah, that's 13.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I want for my last meal?
Do it.
Katy Perry's ass.
That sounds better than my food.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it'd be a lot more sound than you just made, too. Yeah. But if I had to pick food, because I'm sure they're not going to bring me Katy Perry's ass.
Yeah.
I'd just go full Brazilian steakhouse.
Nice.
Bring me some gauchos.
Bring
creme brulee. A root beer float.
I'm going into diabetic shock right now just thinking about it.
I mean, it's keto if you just have the steak, but you don't.
What if the chair broke and fell as I did that?
That would be hilarious. You're just waiting
for that to happen, aren't you?
I am going to...
Do you know I switched the chairs on us? You're on the cracked chair, FYI.
Yeah, now it's stronger for some reason. Yours is weaker.
Man.
So they're both going to be weak. If you fall through that chair and break and I get it on camera, I will do the whole episode with just that on a loop and the audio over that. It'll just be that over and over and over.
Make it tasteful. Make it tasteful.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's like Katy Perry's ass. Yeah. And I know there's probably other asses y'all would have picked, but... It's not your fucking choice. My body, my choice. Her body, my choice.
His name is on the fucking show title, so
yeah,
you can do that.
Yeah, not my last name. I got warrants.
Yeah. You've been saying that since episode one.
I've had warrants since episode one.
Why do you think I don't use my real fucking name, right? Yeah.
So did he? They didn't say any sentencing or anything.
No, it's on. It's like just happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, sharks on the plane.
These motherfucking sharks on this motherfucking plane.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a title. Didn't really come out the way I wanted, but whatever. What's
sharks on a plane?
That's exactly what I said.
I heard sharks. I gotta say, I heard
sharks on a plane.
I was like, why sharks? What are we talking?
Yeah, there are no.
I was like, is this a reference to people who fart on a plane? Sharks?
No, sharks on a plane.
Okay, I like that actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Stanks on a plane.
Ooh.
There it is. Stanks on a plane.
Stanks on a plane. I like that even better.
I saw a shark once when I was on a cruise. Anyways.
I was just telling that story today.
I'm sure you were taking my story and talking about the shark I saw that you saw. Yeah. I think you saw a dolphin, pal. All right. Well, that's a good sign that we're done here. Let's wrap it up. Yeah. You guys, if you made it this far, you know where to find us. Go to the social meds pages, the Open Mic Podcast, MIKE. I mean, it's you know, you should know by now. Tell a friend about us. Our numbers suck. They need to be higher, and it's probably the algorithm because we say vulgar shit. But I like saying it, and if you made it this far, you like it too. You know you do. You know
and we
you
have do. Collectively like 20,000 people fucking following, but I feel like a lot of them are like quietly just doing it. Like, I'm not saying anything about these guys. I'll watch it. I'm not
or they're Russian bots, and they're just using us for something else. Who knows? But yeah, you know where to find us. You know where to find me at Mikey B the Comic. Come to show, buy some merch, kiss me on the cheek, whatever. Unless you're ugly. If you're ugly, my body, my choice. Other than that, we're done. I'm out of here.